I wonder what's going on. It's just a couple of people, a couple of us today. Shalini and Aftab uncle are missing. Well, while we're waiting, does anybody have anything to share? Sabina, were you able to pray? Yesterday was the 21st night. Were you able to pray? And to you as well, Sabina. Hi, Shalini. You're here. Good. Uncle is still missing. Dory's here. That's nice. So while we're waiting, just so you guys know, we have entered the last 10 days of Ramadan. The last 10 days of Ramadan are especially auspicious and holy. These are the holiest days. Ramadan is the holiest month for Muslims, and the last 10 days are even holier. And special preparation is taken to make prayers and to do zikr, to be busy in remembrance of God at night. So this is more, the prayers are done after the evening prayers of Maghrib till the morning prayers. So you will see many, many Muslims staying up all night during this time now and praying. And it's a beautiful experience. We did zikr last night, and the energies were very, very powerful. So if you want to find out more, please message me, and I will be happy to guide you what other stuff you can do during this time and how to really take advantage of the blessings that are being literally just flown down to earth. They are just flowing and flowing and flowing, earth. So take advantage of that, please. Today's discourse, I want to just go over it quickly. I put this in the chat box. He who is looking for a reward is smaller than his reward. He who has renounced a thing has risen above it. When doing a kindness to others, the first thing that must be considered is that it should be unselfish and not for the sake of appreciation or a reward. He who does good and waits for a reward is a laborer of good, but he who does good and regards it is the master of good. Life consists of a continual struggle for gain, of whatever kind it may be. Gain seems to be the purpose of life. But by a still deeper insight into the subject, one sees that every gain a person has in view limits him to a certain extent to that gain, directs his activities into a certain channel, and forms the line of his fate. At the same time, it deprives him of a still greater or a better gain and of the freedom of activity which might perhaps accomplish something still better. It is for this reason that renunciation is practiced by the Sufis. For with every willing renunciation, a person proceeds a step towards a higher goal. No renunciation is ever fruitless. The one who is looking for a gain is smaller than his gain. The one who has renounced a thing has risen above it. Renunciation is not a thing that can be learned or taught. It comes by itself as the soul develops. The soul begins to see the true value of things. All of that is valuable to others. A seer soul begins to see otherwise. This shows that all things that we see as precious or not precious, their value is according to the way we look at them. For one person, the renunciation of a penny is too much. For another, that of all he has is nothing. It depends on how we look at things. All things one renounces in life, one rises above. Man is a slave of the thing which he has not renounced. This is so beautiful. Man is a slave of the thing that he has not renounced. Of things that he has renounced, he becomes king. This whole world can become a kingdom in his hand if a person has renounced it. But renunciation depends upon the evolution of the soul. One who has not evolved spiritually cannot well renounce. For the grown-up persons, little toys so valuable to children are nothing. It is easy for them to renounce this. So it is for those who develop spiritually, all things are easy to renounce. Very beautiful. And this is what zikr helps us to do. It helps our soul to mature, to grow in its strength, and helps us to have the discipline of renunciation, which, by the way, again, a reminder, the month of Ramadan is so beautiful that it really teaches Muslims as a whole community the value of renunciation, the very things that we are allowed and encouraged to use during Ramadan, activities that we are allowed are forbidden during this month, during the state of fasting. Why is that? Because this is one way I have personally felt that this is one way that God is helping a human being to realize they are bigger and stronger than the needs of the ego. You know, the sensual needs of the body. When we are not able to control them, then they control us. In the West, there is so much value placed on the sensual pleasures. Even in the spiritual circles, I have found that it is considered part of self-love to not deny the sensual pleasures. And the truth is the opposite. You know, the Sufis that know for, you know, thousands of years that have practiced true liberation, true freedom, that you do not become free, you do not become liberated, you do not become a master until you have learned to control these sensual urges and the nafs, which we work on the sixth chakra, to renounce so that you can rise above it. This is how Sufis operate. This is a deep, deep wisdom. So I hope you enjoyed today's discourse. Uncle, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum. Okay. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب مغتوب إليه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله come to the first point Allahu Ruh, the second point. Thank you. Allahu Siri, third one. Allahu Hafi, fourth one. Allahu. First one. Allahu. Now sixth one. Allahu Sultan al Azkar, the seventh one. Allahu Qalb, first one. Allahu hold on. Wahdahu la sharika laka ya Allah. Wa ilahukum ilahum wahid. La ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah, pay your full attention towards your Lord, considering no partner to your Lord. Ilahukum ilahum wahid, is the only one to whom to be worshipped. Wahdahu la sharika laka ya Allah. Ilahukum ilahum Allahu Mayyad, Allahu Haziri, Allahu Naziri, Allahu Ma'ida, Huwa Ma'akum Aina Ma'akum. To be with your Lord, full attention on this, focus on this, that you are with your Lord, no third one is there. Considering such situation, you remain with your Lord. Allahu Haziri, Allahu Naziri, Allahu. Wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Thank you. الله نحن أقرب إليه من حبل البيت. Be near and near to your Allah, to your Lord, the closest one to you is your Lord. نحن أقرب إليه من حبل البريد. الله لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك سارك وعلى طواف وليطوفوا بالبيت العتيق. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك روضات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا ما عملت ولا الذي من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم. ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا إنك على كل شيء. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الراشدين. اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك نصير. اللهم ربي يسر ولا تؤسر. اللهم يسر ولا تؤسر. اللهم ربي يسر ولا تؤسر. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاء اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولإخواننا ولمشايخنا ولأستاذنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات يا قاضي الحاجات اقضي حاجاتنا يا رافع الدرجات ارفع درجاتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفي مرضانا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.
آمين ثم آمين. If anybody wants to share anything, please let us know. I do want to reiterate and remind you guys, you're also welcome to message me privately if you would like to progress further. You know, I have been with Aftab Uncle almost 13 years and I had not seen things progressing so quickly. The energies are most definitely different now. And even Uncle has told me that what used to take others 20, 25 years in progress and what they would then achieve in their skills and in their blessings, it is now being given in a matter of weeks and months. It is literally as if the treasure doors have been opened. And why is that? Because in the old days, the seekers of God's love, the seekers of Prophet Muhammad's love were many. And they were willing to pretty much donate their whole lives, devote their whole lives into the practice. And that is not the case anymore. The lure and the attraction of the world, of the dunya, has become so strong that even these few minutes that we carve out to be together, to just, you know, cut off from the rest of the world and only focus on remembrance of God, even that is something that majority of the world is not doing. Nobody has the time to do that. Nobody has the time to carve out just without any agenda. There is no agenda. There is no desire to achieve any powers. There is no desire to, achieve any skills. The only desire, the purest desire, is intimacy with God. And other things might happen. They might come to you. That's fine. But that's not the goal. The goal is just this burning desire to be close to God, to get to know God on an intimate level. Nobody has the time to do this anymore. Nobody has the desire to do this anymore. There are very, very few people left. And because of that, the doors of the treasures are open. It's yours for the taking. So for very little effort, we are being given tons, like unimaginable amounts. When you connect with the beings of the higher realms that have passed on, Uncle tells me they are usually shocked. They are shocked, first of all, that there are still people left on this planet that are seeking this, that nobody else desires, and they're still seeking it. And then they are shocked at the amount of blessings that are just showered at this time, because they remember from their times how much hard work they had to do in order to receive such stature. And today it's just being given away within a few weeks or few months of effort. So it's a beautiful thing that we, you know, I'm so impressed with all of you. You come daily, you're so committed. May God bless you for that. And may He keep you strong in your commitment, because as Aftab Uncle says, one of the biggest miracles of today's day and age is perseverance. Perseverance is something very, very rare now. We get, you know, attracted to something and then we just want to run after something else. Okay? Uncle, ye Sabina ne likha hai, today I have seen like a vibration with color green and yellow, and then like diamond with multiple colors. Jis tarah prism mein multiple colors aa jate hai na?
You tell her that this green divine is from especially from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the specific rays coming from the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in person.
So he's paying attention right now.
Thank God lot for it.
Yeah. So Sabina, this is what it means, that these were his personal, this is his personal attention. So he was aware of you and these were blessings coming from his Sinai Aqdas to you. And that is a huge blessing, my dear, really huge, because, and I really encourage all of you guys, you cannot, by the way, in yesterday's zikr, when I was doing it later on with Uncle, I got a very clear message. There is no road to Ishq-e Ilahi without Ishq-e Muhammad, which means there is no road that leads to love of the divine without first mastering love of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammad, we don't, by the way, we do not believe he is divine. He is a man. He was a man, just like us. So we do not think he is divine. We do not think he is anything to do with, you know, there's no divinity in him. He was a holy prophet, but he was a man. But this devotion, this ishq we feel for Muhammad, and when you guys begin to receive these blessings as Sabina is receiving now, you just cannot imagine how beautiful they are and how the yearning is going to increase bit by bit by bit when it becomes just, it becomes to this feverish pitch where you have such love for Prophet Muhammad and you're just astounded, like, why? I don't even know him yet. Why do I have such love for him? He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, which means he was blessings and peace for the entire world, for the entire universes. Plural. And I really encourage you guys, especially now that you're doing zikr so regularly, because zikr is connected to Prophet Muhammad. This is where it, you know, we all find our root back into Prophet Muhammad. So he is the ultimate teacher, by the way. He in any silsila, in any Sufi tradition, the ultimate final teacher, the human being, is Prophet Muhammad. We all seek our reverence to him, he is our master. And when you progress, by the way, those of you that are interested, there will be a bath ceremony where you can actually take bath with Prophet Muhammad. Bath means oath of allegiance. And I really encourage you guys to start reading about the life of this amazing man. You will find in so many ways, he was ordinary. And then in so many ways, he was extraordinary. There's just no human that has walked this earth that can compare to him. When you start reading his life story, you begin to understand. And by the way, please know, our Prophet and Islam has deep reverence for all the prophets that have passed. Abraham, Moses, Jesus, we have deep, deep reverence for all of them. And so did Prophet Muhammad. They were all his, you know, forefathers and predecessors. So once you start reading about the life of Prophet Muhammad, or you can watch videos on YouTube, I can give you some recommendations, because you have to be careful. You have to find people that are authentic, that are not agenda driven, that are not just trying to push a propaganda. There's so many lies out there. But when you begin to know the real person, you guys are all spiritual. You can connect to the energy of truth and see, are they telling the truth? Because how could somebody change the face of Arabia that was literally steeped in ignorance and inhumane activities? There was slavery. There was abuse towards women. There was absolute no morality in the society. And how could a man who was not even educated, who did not have a lot of resources, how could such a man come and bring a message that was so incredibly unacceptable to those people? It was a message that you can only worship one God, you treat human beings equal, women have rights, slaves have rights, all of those humane messages that were unaccepted. In 20 years, he changed the face of Arabia, and the message spread and took over the entire world, where we now have billions of Muslims. Please watch it. You watch The Message. It's a movie with Anthony Quinn. Or there was another one, Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. It's a documentary by David Wolfe and Alex. I think his last name is Cronin or something. Beautiful documentaries. So watch those. All right, guys, thank you so much. And let us know how we can help you. And I will do that, inshallah. I will post the links for you guys. Watch the video, though, the documentary. It's called Muhammad. I think it's called Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam. But if you just look for David Wolfe, W-O-L-F-E, and Alex... something Alex, I can't remember his last name, but they made the documentary on Muhammad. So it's a non-profit. They own a non-profit. I can't remember its name right now, but I'll try to look for it and I'll see if I can find you guys the link. Okay. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah khair. See you tomorrow. Khuda hafiz, uncle.
Allah hafiz.
Allah hafiz.